Text, Crown Media Productions. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Title, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane. A woman with red hair drives on a country road that's blanketed with snow. She sways to the music and mouths the words as she drives past a street lined with houses. Credits, Alicia Witt, Colin Ferguson. Her console screen blanks. Text, Ian, mobile. She frowns and her hand hovers. A plane lands at a small airport. The woman stands inside checking her phone. Sign, baggage claim.
Hello, baby sister.
They hug.
How old do we have to be before you're going to stop calling me that?
We'll be wrinkled and toothless and then baby.
Okay. Can I take this?
Yeah, thanks.
She takes her bag.
I saw your face on the side of a bus again the other day. Even after 4 bestsellers, it never gets old.
How was your drive? It's been a while since you made it.
Beautiful as always. Lights and old farmhouses.
She looks away.
I wish you'd tell me why you've stayed away for so long. I've really missed you at Christmas time at home all these years.
You know how it is. Work gets in the way. But anyway, I was practically just here.
24 hours for Mom's funeral. It doesn't count.
It was just too hard.
They drive through the snowy landscape. Creedies, based on the novel The House on Honeysuckle Lane by Mary McDonough. Teleplay by Caitlin D. Friars. Directed by Maggie Greenwald. They arrive in a small town, passing a sign, Oliver's Well. They share a smile and stroll on the sidewalk.
I want you to enjoy your time at Oliver's Well. Hey, no working over the holiday.
I promise. But I do have to head home the day after Christmas.
No, I thought you had more time.
Well, that was before the promotion. You are looking at Emma Reynolds, Huntley & Morrison's newest junior partner.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, Dad would be so...
Emma's smile fades.
They would both be so proud.
Emma lowers her eyes.
Whatever the reasons, I'm glad you came home this Christmas.
Andy, if I'd had any idea last year that both Mom and Dad would be gone...
I know, I know. Hey, no regrets, all right?
They walk arm in arm.
They only spoil our present, thereby multiplying themselves tenfold.
That's pretty good. You should write that down.
I did. In my last book, Mindful Passion, Mindfulness for the Busy Creator.
Points across the street.
Wow, Mrs. Jacobs still has her old pop-up store.
Yep, every year, keeping the old traditions that she started with Bobby. Why don't you go take a look? I'll get us some hot chocolate, okay?
That sounds delicious.
Meet back here in 10.
Okay, all right.
Andy smiles. Emma steps into a cottage trimmed with festive garland. A tall nutcracker stands by the door. A woman with white hair looks up.
Emma Reynolds.
Emma smiles.
Hello.
Oh, good morning.
A man holds a wreath and smiles.
You might want to consider one of our blue ribbon wreaths. They're a town favorite. They were first made by one of our most beloved residents, Carolyn Reynolds. I think it was the first item we sold in this shop, actually.
Yeah, blue's not really a Christmas color.
Huh.
Not a Christmas color.
No, not like red or green or gold.
They're beautiful, unique.
Yes, but not traditional.
They've been a tradition in my family for 40 years.
He stares at her.
Am I bothering you? Have we met? Did I steal your parking spot?
I think you'd remember me. Mrs. Jacobs, I will take this one.
Hugs.
So nice to see you. When your brother told me you were finally coming home, I about danced a jig. That house deserves a big proper Christmas.
Well, it'll be our last one there, so we're gonna make it count.
Well, you make sure to savor every moment.
I will.
I miss her so much.
The man lowers his head as they speak.
How much do I owe
you? Oh, nothing. It's an early Christmas present.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
She smiles, then glares at the man as she goes. He raises his hand and smiles at her. He stares thoughtfully. Flakes of glittery snow flutter around town as Emma and Andy drive on a residential street. Emma parks the car.
What are these cars doing here?
Did you know we were having people over?
No.
They scurry up a long drive filled with cars and stop at a large Victorian home. Banners of garland decorate the porch and a wreath hangs on the green door. They step in the back door, into a kitchen filled with dark wood. A man enters the kitchen as they arrive.
Andy.
Daniel.
They hug.
Emma, why are you sneaking through the kitchen?
You didn't tell me there was going to be a party here tonight.
I must have. I'm sure I did.
I'm sure you didn't. Oh, I missed you so much.
Hugs the teen girl.
Rumi. Hi.
Oh, you look so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Your uncle was just trying to convince us. He told us about this little shindig here.
Well, I mean, Grandma and Grandpa did have it every year at the same time, so it's not exactly new.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, we are all here together.
Oh. Takes a plate.
Hey, where's Ian?
Oh, he's coming for Christmas Eve, isn't he?
You're looking a little relaxed.
Relaxed.
Come on, throw on an ugly Christmas sweater or something. All Dad's clients are here. Last Reynolds Christmas party in Honeysuckle House.
She stares.
You want us to make it a good one?
Andy and Rumi carry platters of cookies from the kitchen. Emma carries her bag into a bedroom. A box on the bed has her name on it. She sits on the bed and smiles, remembering her younger self.
Here we go, Emmy. It's been waiting for you all year.
I wish it could be Christmas forever.
Oh, us too, sweetie.
But at least we know it will come no matter what. Mm-hmm.
She touches the tip of Emma's nose.
Wow.
Young Emma takes a small white Christmas tree from the box and smiles. Dad kisses the top of her head. Emma opens the box and forces a smile as she sets the white tree on her dresser. She sets a date on a Santa calendar to December 19th and sets it next to the tree. A nutcracker presides over a dining table. Guests mingle in a festive living area filled with Victorian furniture.
Emma! Hi, Sophie!
Welcome back, Emma.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Is that even you? You're so tall, I barely recognized you.
Sophie, what did we do? Color coordinate here?
Daniel taps his glass.
Here we go.
Emma? Andy hands Emma a glass.
Everyone, can I have your attention?
Hurry, speech. We'll need fortification.
On behalf of me and my sisters, I want to thank you all for coming. We really are touched that you join us in celebrating what was Mom and Dad's favorite time of year.
Rumi smiles.
Mom and Dad married on Christmas Day. They passed out candy canes as party favors and served a full Christmas dinner. It was a town event. It was love at first sight. But they turned a whirlwind romance into a 53-year marriage. Our parents instilled in us, my sisters and me, a love of family, of celebration. Andy, Emma, I was so proud of you. And so, I ask you all to raise a glass for a toast.
He shares a glance with his sisters as they raise their glasses.
To Mom and Dad.
To Mom and Dad.
To Cliff and Cal.
Emma lowers her eyes and Andy smiles. Her smile fades as Emma walks away and she shares a look with Daniel. Emma sits at a desk in a study and remembers earlier times.
Herald angels sing, glory to the newborn. Goodness, I hope Emma doesn't find her secret present this year. But she's so smart, she'll probably look under my desk.
Young Emma pops out.
Emma! You are ever so clever.
She opens the drawer of an advent calendar and takes out a square of chocolate that she breaks in half.
Would you like some chocolate, Mommy?
Mom smiles and takes a bite. Tears streak Emma's cheeks as she remembers. A woman stands in the doorway. Emma turns.
Apologies for the intrusion.
It's all right. How are you, Mrs. Bernadette?
I'm sorry to hear you're selling the house.
Oh, well, we are too, but it's not really fair to ask Daniel to keep looking after it all by himself. Andy's got her house, and I'm
a New Yorker. Daniel's catering my Christmas ball fundraiser for the Historical Society. Did he tell you?
Yes, he did. It's a great choice. He inherited my mom's talent for cooking and Dad's business sense.
He won't tell me what you're doing with Carol's Victorian desk.
Well, that's because we haven't decided yet.
It should go to the Historical Society. We can offer you a healthy tax receipt.
Thank you for that. I will discuss it with Andy and Dan.
My goddaughter owes me a bit of a hug.
Joe!
Hello, sweetie. Oh, can I have a word with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse us.
Cliff left the firm in good shape.
Yeah?
We didn't lose a single client.
That must keep you on your toes.
Keep me on my desk more, like. Thinking of hiring someone soon. We do everything now, you know, from parking tickets to land titles.
Dad knew every single name, didn't he? Gosh, I can't remember the last time my clients were actual people.
So tell me about life as a junior partner.
News travels fast.
Andy mentioned it. I guess that means you're happy at Huntley Morrison.
I never expected to make partner so quickly. It's an incredible opportunity.
I'm throwing my usual New Year's party. You'll be there, right?
Oh, I leave the day after Christmas.
That'll be it, huh?
Well, I'll come back and visit Oliver's well from time to time.
If you say so. Now I think I see some gingerbread with my name on it.
Grins. From outside, lights glow in the windows.
Look what I just found.
A box.
Mom's old cookie tins. Man, she stashed stuff everywhere. But she always knew exactly where to find stuff.
How lucky are we to have had Mom and Dad as examples?
You know, Daniel, you're going to need to talk to Ian about what's taking him so long to put a ring on her awesome sister's finger. He's way too busy right now getting ready for Mary Bernadette's Christmas ball, which, by the way, congratulations on that gig.
Thanks. It's big. Could really open doors for us.
Smiles.
Rumi's been a lifesaver, by the way, serving and helping Anne-Marie. She decided whether she's switching majors.
Switching majors?
She was thinking about dropping the fine arts and doing something else.
But Rooney loves her program.
When'd she last tell you that?
Oh, boy.
And he shrugs.
I don't pry, Daniel.
Sure. You know her best.
Hey, you guys.
At her birthday dinner, though, she said she needed a change.
Well, I would have liked to be there. You know, I was just... I broke up with Ian.
They stare.
What?
Was that one of your jokes to break the tension, or...
No. I mean, yes. No. So, he's not coming for Christmas.
You've been together forever. Mom and Dad loved Ian.
So did I, but it just wasn't working.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. But there's no better time to start over than Christmas.
True. We all know Mom and Dad would not want us to be sad during Christmas.
Agreed.
They pack cookies.
So, I'm determined we stay true to our Reynolds family traditions. The Snowman Festival is a first. And the town tree lighting. Then we will be decorating our tree on the weekend. And Mary Bernadette's Christmas ball is on Christmas Eve.
And somewhere in there we eat and sleep, right?
We will all participate. I need you two to handle getting the house and the contents appraised. Anne-Marie and I have prep to do for the ball. It has to go perfectly.
Daniel, we got this. Just leave it to us.
We have to make this last Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane perfect.
Emma turns to Andy. Sign, Crumpets Cafe.
How was I supposed to know the old antique emporium had shut down? What, you don't go antiquing every other weekend like Mom did? I miss that Jean. Anyway, if there's anyone who'll know an alternative, it's Maureen. She bought this place 2 years ago. It's amazing how much everything changes and yet everything stays exactly the same.
Hey, Merry Almost Christmas.
Hi.
Hey, Emma, you probably don't remember me, Maureen Cutter. My family left halfway through high school.
Oh, yes, of course I remember you, Maureen.
Your dad came in every Saturday to read his paper, and he always left a tip with a note on the receipt. The sweetest.
Aw. This is where he brought Mom on their first date, when it wasn't crumpets.
No way, I had no idea.
Do you happen to know someone who could help us appraise our parents' estate?
Oh, I can think of someone all right. The best man for the job is Morgan Shelby. He's a former history professor, Harvard. Now he owns Memory Lane Antiques.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks.
She steps away.
Well, you want me to go scope that out and see if it's something? Okay.
Wreaths hang on the windows of a red brick shop. Sign, Memory Lane Antiques. Emma steps inside and pauses to look at an antique train set in a sled. She smiles as she spots toys on the mantle. A toy fire truck stands on a wood floor next to a lighted Christmas tree. The man who held the wreath pauses at the bottom of the stairs.
Hello again.
She turns.
Oh, it's you.
I don't think we've been properly introduced. Morgan, Shelby.
He shakes her hand.
I think I must be in the wrong place.
No, we're the only antique shop in town. You're Cliff and Caro's daughter, Emma the New Yorker.
My secret identity has been unmasked. Mrs. Jacobs.
Oh, I can't reveal my sources.
Well, I'm looking to have my parents' estate appraised. Art and antiques.
I can do a walkthrough for you. I'll let you know if anything's worth more than sentimental value. Not that sentimental items aren't worth anything. Just I find most people's expectations are too high.
Are we talking about antiques still, or just life in general?
He nods.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Shelby. I'll go over it with my brother and sister.
He frowns and follows her to the door.
Going through a loved one's estate can be difficult at any time. At Christmas, must be very, very hard. And I'm sorry.
She stares.
When are you free?
Honeysuckle Lane.
Taste was very good. Maybe even exceptional.
Except in wreaths, obviously.
Well, I'll forgive her that, as long as I don't see any Rudolph the Green-Nosed Reindeers or angels in hot pink.
Well, I only wear hot pink Christmas Day.
She picks up a nutcracker.
Oh. This guy used to have a partner.
No, what happened?
I broke it last time I was home for Christmas. I haven't found a replacement.
He looks around.
A lot of Christmases here. A lot of memories.
He watches her.
Well, thankfully, those don't go away. You know, I usually advise people to choose something special and make it represent everything they have to let go of.
Thank you. That's really good advice, Professor.
Please don't call me Professor. Dr. Shelby's fine.
She rolls her eyes.
When I was a little kid, my mom used to hide all these little gifts around the house in December.
Oh, like a scavenger advent hunt.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Her favorite place to hide things was in her desk.
She walks to the desk.
Or under it.
This is special.
She smirks at him.
But only of sentimental value, I'm sure.
No, this... I admit it. I stand corrected. Did your mother ever show you the hidden compartments?
What hidden compartments?
He touches the top and a packet of envelopes falls.
I had no idea.
She holds the envelopes.
They're letters written to my mom.
Morgan smiles as he watches Emma sit on the edge of the desk and open a letter.
Dearest Caroline, I miss you more than you can imagine, but my heart is buoyed by thoughts of our engagement.
Your father was quite the wordsmith.
Her eyes shift.
This is from before my parents met. Signed RJ.
She shakes her head.
These aren't from my father. My mother was engaged to someone else.
Well, the earliest is from January 1964.
And the last one?
June 1965. When was it your parents met?
June 1965.
Oh. Well, that's not strange. I mean, most people have multiple relationships.
I know, but we always thought my father was my mother's first love. Their story is kind of famous in Oliver's Well. They married in this very house on Christmas Day, 6 months after they met. My mother was on a bus on her way to Richmond. My father sat in the seat across from her. She looked up, caught his eye. They noticed each other staring at each other.
She smiles.
They knew.
Yeah. Apparently my mother knew, even though she was engaged to someone else at the time.
And I'm assuming you have no idea who this
RJ is.
Not a clue.
Hello, hello? Anybody home?
That's my brother. He cannot know anything about this.
Why?
Because it would crush him. He puts my parents' marriage on a pedestal.
So you're going to keep it a secret from him, even though you're angry at your mother for keeping it a secret from you?
Please don't judge me. If my brother found out, it would ruin his perfect Christmas. I will tell him about RJ. I just want to find out who he is first.
If that's what you want, he won't hear it from me.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Morgan, Shelby, Antiques, if I may say. Absolutely beautiful home you have here. Emma, you feel free to call me if you decide you need my help. I will show myself out.
Oh, silly, I'll walk you out.
Emma hobbles behind him to the door, hiding the letters in the back of her sweater. She sits on her bed typing on her laptop.
RJ Dublin. You were a writer born in Oliversville, Virginia. That narrows it down.
She looks at her phone. Text, Ian, can we talk?
Hello? Hello? Anybody in?
Hey, Joe!
She sets down her phone and scoops up the letters before heading downstairs.
Hi, Joe.
She hugs him.
Daniel mentioned you were all going to the Snowman Festival. I thought I'd come give you a lift.
He thought I was going to forget, didn't he?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Slips on her boots.
I actually have a question to ask you.
Well, that makes two of us.
Really? Oh, now I'm intrigued.
Emma, the truth is, I've decided it's time to let someone else take over the firm.
She smiles softly.
Well, can't say that's entirely unexpected.
Slips on her coat.
I know Dad wouldn't have wanted you to wreck your health, keeping him afloat.
Oh, and I think he would have wanted me to pass the torch. To you.
She stares.
Joe.
You know the town, the people. It's important, Emma. They can trust you. Your parents were so much a part of the fabric of Oliver's Well.
I have a job. I was just given the opportunity of a lifetime.
Well, you say it's an opportunity, but is it the one that makes you happy?
I'm not unhappy. I'm nervous. It's a whole lot of change. But I left Oliver's Well for a reason. I made my decision a long time ago. I can't just uproot my life.
He shrugs.
Life goes with you, Emma.
She smiles softly. Joe glances around, then back at Emma.
You're so much like your mother. So sure of yourself.
Really? I thought I was more like my dad.
No, you're her. More than you know. Now, what were you going to ask?
Oh.
Grabs her bag.
I was just going to ask, do you have any recommendations for a good real estate agent?
Crowds fill downtown and a family poses for a photo in front of a Christmas tree. Or the fields we lights and garland trim shop windows. Kids rush to a window display. Movie shops with Andy and reaches for an Eiffel Tower snow globe.
Darling, have you seen these?
Necklaces.
The ones you make are just as pretty. You could probably earn just as much starting a jewelry business as you do working for Uncle Daniel.
Why are you so worried about me making money? I'm barely 20 years old. Can't I just enjoy college?
You're enjoying your classes then?
Yeah, they're all good.
You can talk to me, you know, about anything, anything at all.
It's been a slow few weeks, Mom. Not really much to write home about.
Checks her watch.
Ooh, I should go. I have to meet the choir for rehearsal.
She kisses Andy on the cheek. Sign, Snowman Festival, a sign-up table.
We have two teams, myself and the kids,
yes, and Emma and Ian.
Oh, right. No.
Lovely, I haven't met your gentleman, Emma.
No, I'm actually not participating.
But you're on the list.
Daniel, you signed us up.
Yeah, it's too late to cancel.
Hold on 1 minute, if you will. I'll be right back.
The woman approaches Morgan.
Excuse me, sir.
What's this?
Well, Emma's snowman making partner is absent, so you'll have to do.
No, I'm more of an observer, not so much a doer. I tend to avoid things that involve snow and people.
Well, too bad, Mr. Shelby. Today is the day that you are going to live a little. Here's your partner, Emma.
She turns.
Oh, no.
No, what? No, no. If I'm going to have a partner, it can't be somebody with zero snowman making ability.
I didn't say I have zero snowman making ability.
You didn't have to. I could tell that about you. It's something of a gift I have, actually.
Miss Reynolds, we're going to make the greatest snowman of all time.
I certainly hope so, because I'm in it to win it.
Absolutely. We don't do things by half. However, small thing. No gloves.
Game face on. My brother got me into this, and I'm going to make him pay.
You're really scary. I mean, cute, but scary.
All right, snowman makers, ready?
Anna raises her arms. Morgan wears oven mitts. Anna rolls a large ball of snow. Morgan joins her, and the ball grows larger. Small children build a snowman. They add stick arms and a top hat with cold fries. Daniel builds a snow lady.
This is a very nice snowman.
A little girl sets a red hat on a snowman. Emma holds a scarf.
So hang on, you've actually never done any of these town events?
No.
Snowman festival, tree lighting.
No way.
Christmas ball? Tell me you've been to the Christmas ball. You're coming, right?
No, I prefer to observe at a distance.
You mean hide in the background.
Okay, everybody. Time's up. Stop making your snowman.
I think we might actually win this thing.
I thought you said you had no snowman-making ability.
I think we've unleashed a hidden talent. Why do you sound sad?
Cowboy. Look how hard Sophie and Marco worked on theirs.
Sophie and Marco? I worked for 20 minutes on Ernest's chin. It's a masterpiece.
Kids stare at them. The judge stops at a small snowman.
And how about you? Look at this. A little baby snowman with a top hat.
Morgan knocks off their snowman's head.
Whoops.
Oh, dear. Oh, he seems to have met with something of an accident.
Morgan frowns.
No head means disqualification.
It was very clumsy of me. Probably the gloves.
Mm. Oh, so sorry.
Emma leans closer.
Thank you.
Now can I take these off and buy you some hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smiles. They wait in line and watch kids hang ornaments.
Every year, the kids make these wooden ornaments and write a wish on the back before they hang them on the tree.
What'd you wish for as a kid?
I don't remember. Probably puppies. Plural. It all seemed so easy then. Now I don't even know what I'd write.
So no Christmas wish for this year?
She stares thoughtfully.
Clarity.
I don't think that comes in a box.
My Christmas ball is the most important fundraiser.
She pulls him away.
Okay.
They hide behind the tree.
So speaking of chickening out, what were you saying about hiding in the background again?
It's Mary Bird's aunt.
Did you forget to get her Christmas card?
No, she keeps asking me about my mom's Victorian desk. She really wants it. I just don't feel like talking to her right now.
He nods slowly.
That's why I live in New York. Small towns are always running into people.
I should probably go.
What about that hot chocolate?
Oh, no, I have to meet someone about one of their market finds. I forgot.
Oh.
So how about coffee tomorrow? I could come by the house, maybe take some pictures.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right.
She smiles and watches Morgan walk through the crowd. A woman with blonde hair raises her arm and he hastens his pace. She takes his arm and they leave together. Emma's smile fades as she turns her head. Emma finds Andy.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Thank you.
Hot chocolate.
Cheers, cheers. So, Morgan Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute. Well, he might be cute, but he's terrible at building snowmen.
Andy laughs as Emma shakes her head. She checks her phone.
Oh, still calling. Even worse, I keep finding myself wanting to answer.
Text, Ian.
You might need to. For closure?
Rumi leads the choir.
Hark the herald angels.
she had the soul.
Reconciled, joyful ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky.
I so wish Mom and Dad were here to see this.
Andy lays her head on Emma's shoulder and Emma holds her. Snow glistens in the morning sun as kids pile on Emma's bed.
Wake up!
Oh my goodness, I've been invaded by tiny elves!
Good morning!
She hugs and kisses them.
We're gonna put up the Christmas tree, Auntie Emma!
That's right, we are!
3 days until Christmas!
They raise from the bed. She stares at her Santa calendar.
3 days until Christmas.
She finds Morgan taking photos downstairs.
You're already here.
Thought of getting an early start. Your sister let me in.
You already have that coffee?
Emma, Anne Marie made eggnog muffins. I'm in heaven.
Mm-hmm. I can't find it anywhere.
Find what?
The key to the attic storage room. I can't get the tree down
the
without
it. The key that Dad kept by the back door. It's not there.
I've looked all over for it. Now nobody's done with it.
Andy frowns.
What he did with it.
It's fine. Emma and I can knock down the door.
Yeah.
Oh, I could take a look at it. I have to pick more locks than I can count. My clients are always losing their keys to their antique cabinets, desks, carriage trunks.
They stare at him.
I break them open. This is the good part about being in a small town. There's always someone around. To lend a helping hand.
The door opens.
Touché. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Turns on the light.
Wow.
Decorations fill the space.
This is going to be quite something when it gets put up.
Emma stares at a shelf and remembers earlier times.
What if I fall?
Oh, I wouldn't let my Christmas angel fall.
Young Emma grabs a box.
I can reach now.
Dad holds her.
Oh, here we are. Got it.
She blinks away tears at the memory and smiles.
Yes, it is. So who do you spend Christmas with?
Oh, it's just me and my mom. Yeah. Before we moved to Oliver's Well, Christmas dinner was pretty quiet. Now we have a table full of family and friends.
That sounds lovely.
It is. Mom makes the turkey and mashed potatoes. Friends bring the trimmings, and I make the mince pies and plum pudding.
You do? Mm-hmm. Now, are we talking from scratch or store-bought canned tin?
Bite your tongue. From scratch, my father taught me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're just full of surprises, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Could you lend me a hand with these?
Sure. Thank
you.
They slide boxes off the shelves.
You love this, don't you? Being here, celebrating with your family.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I wish my parents were here, but I feel like they still are.
Looks around.
If you don't mind me asking, why'd you stay away for so long? I mean, you said you hadn't been back for Christmas since law school?
Shrugs.
Yeah, just life, I guess. How come you moved to Oliver's Well?
Oh,
He sits.
My grandparents lived here for 30 years. Yeah. My dad moved us around a lot as kids, but we always came here for Christmas. It was the one constant in my life. When I was younger, I...
What?
When I was younger, I actually thought I was visiting Santa's village.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it was so...
magical.
Yeah.
So jump a bunch of years forward, I decided to take a break from academia and start my own business. I thought, why not have the magic every day?
She smiles.
Funny thing is, I think for me, my mom and dad were the magic.
He looks at her thoughtfully. A young boy opens a box of ornaments and they begin decorating the tree. Wraps red ribbon around the branches with Daniel's help. Morgan laugh as he hands her a helicopter ornament. Anne-Marie holds Sophie and lifts her higher to hang an ornament. Morgan holds a box of ornaments and grins. Daniel and Anne-Marie admire the tree. Daniel sets a box on the table.
The camera!
A photo album.
Oh, wow, I'd forgotten about this.
What is it?
Every year at Christmas, my family takes a picture in front of the tree. Look, this is from when my mom and dad first got married.
They stand around the album.
Auntie Emma has a bed to decorate the tree for forever.
I was always thinking about you, though, Sophie.
Morgan studies Emma thoughtfully and Daniel slowly turns the pages. They gaze at the Polaroids with teary eyes. He turns the last page.
This is it. Last one.
Daniel.
Closes the album.
This year will be no different. Come on, family. You want me to...
Yes, please.
All right.
Morgan stands back and holds up the camera.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
They laugh as the Polaroid slips out and Marco runs to see it.
Let's see how it turns out.
It's developing.
It's going to take a little while.
Oh.
Emma frowns at her phone.
That is the third time in an hour. Maybe you should just hit accept.
She glances at Marco.
Go ahead.
Maybe you're right. Excuse me.
Steps away.
All right. Gotta be patient. I think it's gonna be a good one.
They gaze at the Polaroid. Emma moves to the hallway.
Hey.
Hey. You haven't been answering.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But I needed you to put in this much effort when we actually were together.
Well, now you're just gonna give up when it gets hard? Or run away to Oliver's Well like you ran away to New York?
Her eyes fill with tears.
I'm sorry, but I can't give up on you that easy. Not Emma Reynolds.
Phone calls are easy. It's not enough. And I'm not running away. Not this time.
She finds Morgan standing by the mantel.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, is everything okay?
Yeah, recent breakup. We're still sorting through some stuff.
It's Morgan, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Joe holds a tray.
I come bearing news.
Thanks, Joe.
Wow, thank you. It's tough to get a cup of coffee around.
Yeah, well, yeah, it seems you may not need a real estate agent after all.
Oh, yeah? Is someone interested in buying the house privately?
Yeah, young couple. Edith and Mason's son and his wife from Pennsylvania, they've got a baby on the way and decided to move out here. They'd like to come take a look at Honeysuckle.
When?
Day after tomorrow.
You're kidding. Before Christmas?
They're staying with family for only a week. The baby is due in February. They want to move fast.
Gasps.
Oh.
I thought you'd be happy with the timeline given your schedule.
Yeah, I was expecting to have a little bit more time to figure out what to keep.
Morgan sits next to her.
It's all hitting home now, I suppose.
Sorry. It's gotta be tough.
It's the natural order of things. I'm just surprised it's moving so fast.
At the times I came through the door, your mother was sitting at that desk, reading, writing letters.
Glances at Morgan.
Joe, since you're here, do you happen to remember an old friend of Mom's by the name of R.J. Dublin? Morgan found a whole bunch of letters from him in the desk.
Yeah, he was a writer from Oliver's Well.
No, I don't recall anyone by that name. If you live there, Georgina at the library might know who he is.
R.J. Dublin? Yes, of course I know him. R.J. Dublin was the pseudonym used by Gaston Waddleberg. Bit of a celebrity, really, because of the scandal.
Oh, what scandal's that?
Oh. Town paper went wild with the story. His mother took her children in the dead of night and ran away to Ireland, which was quite a feat in 1915.
Wait, 1915?
Yes, dear.
That would make him way too old if he was born before 1915. So, guess we have hit a dead end. That was definitely not the right RJ.
What do you mean?
I mean,
We're gonna have to look somewhere else for answers. Initials are definitely not gonna be enough.
He brushes snow from a bench and they take a seat.
Seriously, am I crazy? Why do I care so much about letters from some random man? So he was some ex-fiance, so what, right?
I think this is about finding out who your mother was.
Or who I thought she was. You don't keep letters like this unless they really meant something to you. And you certainly don't keep them a secret. I don't think she even told my dad about this.
He looks at her.
I think your mother wanted you to find those letters.
She studies him and shrugs.
What makes you think that?
I mean, you said she used to hide presents for you in the desk drawers. The Christmas scavenger. I think maybe this was one final gift just for you.
She lowers her eyes thoughtfully.
I don't know. It doesn't feel very much like a gift. It feels like a burden.
We don't know how the story ends yet.
She furrows her brow.
When I first moved to Oliver's Well, I was seeing someone, and I realized pretty quickly she wasn't the one, but she knew it too. But letting go was so hard. I think I've kept to myself because...
Because it's scary. Caring about someone.
They share a lingering gaze.
Yeah. I think I was waiting for someone to remind me that it was worth it.
She stares at him and the letters flutter.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah, ow.
No.
They're okay. I think they're okay.
You do?
Yes.
He crouches on the snowy ground and hands her the letters.
See? No damage.
Emma pauses to stare at the letter.
Wait.
He watches her.
I don't think I ever saw this postscript before. P.S. The only photograph I have where I do not look dour.
There's a photograph.
He gave her a photo! That's more than initials?
Snow falls outside the house on Honeysuckle Lane.
Aunt Em!
Hey!
In the attic.
What are you guys up to?
We are looking for Grandma's angels. It's not Christmas without those beautiful gold angels.
What are you doing?
Just looking through some of Mom's old things.
She holds photos.
Oh, I swear that woman kept everything.
A yellow sweater.
Ooh! Check this out.
I love that she kept that.
What is it? Wait till you see.
She opens a box and smiles.
Is that Grandma's wedding dress?
Oh my god, she was so tiny.
Rumi and Andy hold the dress.
You know, Grandma was studying fine arts, just like you, when she met Grandpa. Actually, not staying in fine arts. I'm switching to pre-med.
Emma finds a box.
Oh. When did you decide that?
Well, I've been taking the science courses as electives, and acing all of them, so...
She hides the box behind her while they talk.
That's fantastic, Rumi. Congratulations.
I'm sorry. I'm so proud. I'm just... surprised.
Apparently not a good surprise.
Rumi, hold on.
So much for being able to tell you anything.
Andy brings her hand to her forehead as Rumi rushes out.
Andy? I mean, medical school isn't exactly the worst form of rebellion.
Of course not. It's just... she didn't tell me. She didn't discuss it with me.
She stares thoughtfully.
And now she might be going to med school.
She's gonna be across the country.
You're gonna be all right. You both are. Just New York was only a few hours away, and you lost touch with Mom and Dad.
Emma swallows and lowers her eyes.
You were so close before you left.
Rumi doesn't have to move away to know how much she loves it here. She already does.
What do you mean?
I've been thinking about it lately.
I really wish I hadn't stayed away so long. I missed out on a lot. I know that.
Andy looks at her and Emma raises her hands.
I should probably go downstairs. I think Morgan's maybe here by now.
Yeah, you go. I'm gonna stay up here and spend some more time with Mom's things.
Andy looks around the attic with her arms crossed. Marco and Sophie string red and green beads with Morgan.
Why are you here, Mr. Morgan?
Well, I'm helping Aunt Emma with her house.
Why?
Because I have a special knowledge of old things.
Why?
Because I think it's important to learn and remember from the past. Like, for example, what you making?
I'm making a star to put on top of the tree.
Do you guys know what they used to decorate trees with?
Did they put paper snowflakes?
No.
Popcorn!
Close, warmer. You know what it was? Food.
What?
Yes. They used to put candy canes, gingerbread shapes, like apples painted with gold.
Yum.
Delicious, right?
Hey, kids. What exactly have you roped Mr. Shelby into?
She sits.
I found out that the Reynolds Christmases are very hands-on.
Daniel watches from the doorway.
Look what I found. This was in the attic.
A photo.
In my mom's hope chest.
Writing, RJ.
Wow, this is RJ.
Yeah.
Did you recognize
him? Unfortunately, no. I haven't shown him to anybody else yet. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
He follows as she walks slowly to the mantel. She gazes at the nutcracker.
I broke the other one of these. We had a fight. My mom and me. It was before I moved to New York, right after law school. That's the reason why I never came back for Christmas after that. My dad offered me the opportunity to work with him at the Reynolds firm. But I said no. I wanted to move to New York.
He frowns.
My mother made me feel like I was breaking my father's heart.
She lowers her eyes.
I said some horrible, awful things to her.
He watches her with concern.
Our relationship was never the same after that.
Emma wipes away tears.
She just wanted you to come home.
I know that now. And I know she regretted it just as much as I did. Neither one of us ever apologized to the other. We were just too stubborn. It was easier, I guess, to just stay away. I wasted so much time. And now she's gone.
Closes her eyes.
Parents and children, they fight. It happens.
She nods slowly.
It's funny, I've never told anybody about that fight.
That's okay. Another secret that's safe with me.
Smiles.
Thanks.
Her smile fades.
Ian, hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I didn't know you were coming. Good to see
you. Good to see you. Oh, Merry Christmas!
Ian, you're Ian?
Yeah. No, I mean, no. I mean, yes, but he's not my Ian anymore.
Don't open them, okay? Hey!
Daniel turns to Emma.
It's a Christmas miracle. He's driven all this way.
Oh, we broke up. I didn't invite him.
Don't look at me. I didn't either.
Well, I told him I didn't... Oh, no.
What?
I told him I didn't want more phone calls.
Well, this certainly isn't a phone call.
No, it's not.
Ian and Morgan stand awkwardly at the mantel. Ian extends his hand.
Ian Tillman, cardiologist.
Morgan Shelby, antiques.
So how do you know the family, Morgan?
I help in Emma, you know, with the house.
He nods slowly.
What are you talking about? No, of course it doesn't have anything to do with Morgan Shelby. I'd only just met him.
Morgan loves Oliver's well. He's not going to chase you to New York.
Shifts her eyes.
Clearly, Ian's not giving up so easily. Doesn't that say something?
Morgan looks around while Ian watches him.
A lot of money in antiques?
Not in it for the paycheck.
Right.
Emma tells me you two broke up.
Oh, we're just going through a little rough patch. But I think that her Christmas present might change things. For the better.
Ian, were we expecting you?
Oh, I was hoping it would be a Christmas surprise.
Oh, so many of those this year. Mm-hmm.
Emma steps slowly into the room.
I'll give you guys some space. It was nice to meet you.
Emma, why don't I show Ian where the guest room is?
Oh, good idea. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
She follows Morgan.
Hey, Morgan.
Wait, you don't have to go.
Oh, well, you might have some catching up to do.
No, I didn't invite him here. He came after me.
Oh, I know, but he's not giving up. And I can't fault him. Get inside before you freeze.
He gestures at the sky and she smiles, then turns back. Ian stands waiting for Emma as she opens the door.
It's good to see you, huh?
She smiles weakly.
You look good. Chilled.
Ian, what are you doing here?
Look, if you want me to go, I'll split. But I had to try.
She stares at him thoughtfully.
Oh, come on, man. It's practically Christmas Eve.
He searches her face.
I mean, okay, fine, Ian. You can stay for one night.
Good. Thank you.
He smiles and looks around.
Oh, now this is a great house. Now I always forget how great it is.
She follows his gaze, then walks away. Windows of the Honeysuckle Lane house glow under the night sky. Emma wears her PJs as she joins Andy on her bed.
So my ex-boyfriend is downstairs basically saying he is here to win me back.
Andy smiles.
It's quite romantic. But it doesn't make a lick of difference if you don't love him.
I do love him. Or I did. I don't know. I just wanted a sign. I wanted some clarity. Now I feel more confused.
Well, I would just like to point out there are zero men after me right now. Zero.
Emma holds up the photo of RJ wearing a uniform.
Who is this handsome fellow?
She sighs and holds the packet of letters.
Mom was going to leave Oliver's well? Did you read this?
Yeah. Moved to Chicago. I had no idea she'd ever even consider something like that.
She glances at Emma.
We're not going to share this with Daniel, are we?
No. Not at Christmas time.
Emma sits up and frowns.
Anyway, I've hit a dead end now, photo or not.
Why wouldn't she tell us about him?
Well, Morgan thinks maybe she left the letters in her desk on purpose for me to find.
Like your Christmas scavenger hunts.
Emma nods softly.
Mom always tried to help us avoid mistakes she made. Maybe RJ was a mistake.
Emma frowns.
Wait, does that mean you think I should go back to Ian?
It means you should stop worrying about what other people think. Trust yourself. If it's a mistake, you'll learn from it.
Emma holds her gaze.
Maybe you should trust Rumi, too.
Andy looks away.
Being a mother is ridiculously hard.
Emma leans closer. She rests her head on Andy's shoulder.
I wish Mom were here.
Me too. With all my heart.
All right. Who is hungry?
Me!
Ian makes breakfast.
This looks good, right, Sophie?
Here you yeah. go, buddy.
To Christmas tree!
Be next!
Yeah. I told him I'm usually the king of the kitchen, but he insisted.
Well, you need a break sometimes, man. Plus, these are a bit of a specialty.
Thank you.
Christmas tree pancakes.
Oh, no, thanks.
All right, family. Eat them while they're hot.
These taste funny. Like Play-Doh.
Kids, don't be rude.
They're gluten-free.
Rumi grins.
I think they're delicious.
Well, they're your Auntie Emma's favorite.
Actually, no.
They turn to Emma.
I never wanted to hurt your feelings, but I prefer pancakes made the old-fashioned way.
Ian raises his eyebrows and smiles.
Good to know.
So, what time is that couple coming over to see the house?
Around 11.
Anne-Marie and I have to be at the Bernadette house at noon, and we need Andy to watch the kids.
Emma's eyes widen.
Well, Emma and I can show him around. No problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You'll notice the excellent detailing here. There's lots of room in this house for a family to grow.
Dining room?
Yes, the dining room.
Emma watches thoughtfully as Ian takes them through the dining room. She stands in the foyer with her hands crossed behind her back as they move to the parlor. She turns slowly and looks around. Emma wears a red sequin dress and stares out the window with teary eyes as snow falls at twilight.
You all right?
She turns.
A little hard watching the family in the house.
Yeah, it is, unexpectedly so.
Well, it is a beautiful house. And if I was living in the country, I couldn't imagine a better place to call home.
It's funny, lately I've been wondering, what if I did live in the country?
She smiles softly.
Now, Oliver's Well was suffocating for you, remember?
Yeah, it was. I don't know, dreams change. I've been realizing maybe I need to be flexible enough to change with them.
Yeah.
Ian steps closer.
It was my fault. Us breaking up. I got scared.
Scared? Of what?
Of commitment. Of tradition. Of settling down. I'm not scared anymore, though. Now, I was gonna wait till tomorrow to do this, but I've waited long enough already.
Ian.
Emma Reynolds, will you marry me?
Her jaw drops.
You said you always needed commitment and romance, and you're right. I can do that.
Ian, this is...
You don't have to answer now, okay? Think about it. It's a shock. I know. I'm not stupid. But love isn't always as easy as your folks made it seem. Plus, this is always kind of how you imagined it, isn't it? Christmas time, mistletoe.
I mean, yes.
Takes her hand.
It is.
Slips the ring on her finger.
Ian, what do you?
He stands.
What do you mean?
I didn't say yes.
She tugs at the ring.
It's stuck. The ring is stuck. It won't come off.
Her eyes widen.
Emma, Ian.
But yeah.
Oh, it's practically a blizzard out there. Daniel just called. He's nearly incoherent. Something happened with the servers. We need to get there.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I haven't been here in so long, I don't even remember where the kitchen is.
Ian, would you take our coats?
Yes.
And find someplace to put them?
Yeah, whatever you need.
Thank you.
Emma shakes her hair.
Thanks. Yeah. What happened during that house tour?
Oh, thank goodness you're here. Uncle Daniel is losing his mind about the waiters.
What about the waiters?
Just,
oh boy.
We just need to go.
They're stuck in Charlotte. All my catering staff are snowed in.
Take a breath, Daniel.
Take a breath? This is the Historical Society's biggest event of the year. It needs to be flawless.
Since when is anything ever flawless?
Aunt Anne-Marie and the kids are at her parents'. They're snowed in, too. If we ruin this...
It won't be ruined, Daniel.
What are you doing?
Andy and I both waitressed in high school.
Remy will just need to give me a little refresher course.
Don't spill.
And don't eat all the food.
Mm. Okay.
No, Mary Bernadette will know.
So pretend it was planned. People are going to love seeing the Reynolds sisters serving. Come on, Daniel.
Isn't this exactly what our parents would have done?
When things don't go exactly as planned, that's when the magic happens.
They smile and carry the trays.
Emma. What is that on your finger?
No. This is stuck. This is not.
She shakes her head and puts her hand behind her back. A crowd mingles in a parlor as Emma offers a platter of treats. A woman grabs a handful.
Fresh from the oven?
Andy stops Emma.
Hey, what happened?
He proposed, but I didn't say yes.
Does Ian know that?
Yes, he said I could think about it, but then the ring got stuck. And then you came in.
Sweetie, if you have to think about it, isn't that an answer?
Mary Bernadette catches Emma's eye and she turns away quickly. Emma smiles in wonder as she steps into another room. Banners of Christmas cards hang from the ceiling and a glowing Christmas tree stands in the corner. She steps closer to the mantle and admires the tree. She walks slowly around the room and pauses to look at a wall of framed photos. A man in uniform smiles in one of the photos. A photo of a man and woman catches her eye and she steps closer. It looks like a wedding photo. Her eyes widen. She smiles. She rejoins the party and sees Morgan. He turns and they share a lingering gaze across the room. She steps closer and smiles.
You came.
You look beautiful.
Her eyes soften.
Thank you.
He tilts his head.
You do realize this is a Christmas party, right? Dancing, people, socializing. Not really your thing, right?
Somebody once told me I needed to stop hiding in the background and get out of my comfort zone.
Morgan, I found him. I found RJ.
Are you kidding? Where? Here? Where?
The photo of him.
He follows her.
St. Nick's Christmas shop. Bobby and Rachel Jacobs.
Bobby, Robert. Robert Jacobs.
That is one of my favorite photos of us.
They turn.
It was the first Christmas we opened the shop.
RJ. RJ was your husband.
RJ. I haven't heard that in years. No, he started going by Bobby after we were married. You know, Rachel and RJ just sounded too cute for him.
So how did you two meet?
Your mother introduced us. It's one of the reasons why we kept making those blue ribbon wreaths. She started it all.
Mrs. Jacobs, Emma and I found some letters.
Love letters from an old fiancé that we never knew about.
Well, it is the true beginning that always gets left out of their famous love story. But it doesn't seem like now's the time to tell it.
Would you like to come over to the house later? I have to leave right after Christmas.
I would love that. I haven't seen 32 Honeysuckle Lane in a long while. But now I think I'm going to go track down one of those delicious quiche.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Yes.
They smile as she goes.
Well, that's not where I thought the evening was going.
I've made a pretty big decision.
About?
Morgan!
Hey!
I thought I lost you.
Never. Emma, do you know Maureen?
Of course. Emma, you look gorgeous.
Oh, well, the apron wasn't really part of the outfit. We Reynolds never do anything according to plan.
Is that?
The ring.
Oh my gosh, that ring is stunning. Congratulations.
Maureen hugs her and Morgan scowls.
So, who's the lucky man?
Well, it just happened. I haven't actually...
A Christmas proposal's almost as romantic as a Christmas wedding.
Congratulations, Emma. I'm very happy for you and Ian.
Emma stares.
I should probably get back out to Andy and Daniel. They probably think I've run off. Enjoy your evening, you two.
Morgan looks at Maureen and smiles weakly. Emma wanders through the party as guests mingle. She glances around the room, then pauses at a Christmas tree. She tugs at the ring and it slips off her finger.
Christmas miracle.
She holds the ring in her hands and takes a deep breath.
Hey, are you?
Hey.
Hiding back here.
He sees the ring.
Yeah. Ian, we need to talk.
Nods knowingly.
You made a decision.
I'm sorry, I can't marry you.
She hands him the ring.
You deserve to be with somebody who is completely crazy, madly in love with you. Who doesn't have to think twice about whether they want to marry you. And I deserve...
Someone who actually knows you.
He looks into her eyes.
I just want you to be happy.
Hey, will you stay for Christmas? If not for me, for Daniel?
That's nice, Em, but I think it's best if I leave.
She nods and lowers her eyes. He kisses her on the cheek.
I don't regret one second. Not one.
Me neither.
She pats his arm and steps away. Emma turns from the window and nods slowly.
All right, and better. Guess who I found a photograph of on Mary's wall?
Daniel steps in behind Andy.
What's going on?
On Honeysuckle Lane.
They met in college. Your mother planned to leave home for good, join Bobby, RJ, she called him, in Chicago after graduation.
I can't even imagine Mom living anywhere else.
No. Once upon a time, she wanted to be a city girl. And that summer changed everything, though. Bobby arrived in Oliver's Well to find Caro in love with the town and with another man.
So she left him, broke off the engagement to be with Dad?
She told Bobby right away there were no lies, no secrets.
And Bobby stayed? Why?
The magic of Oliver's Well.
Smiles.
He felt at home here.
He must have been so angry. Hurt.
At first, certainly. But darling, it takes guts to leave someone who is wrong for you, to admit you made a mistake. And in this tale, it was the absolute best decision.
Mom allowed not just one, but two love stories to begin.
She gave me the best gift I could ever ask for.
She smiles and shakes her head.
I owe her so much. Oh, we loved both of them, more than words can say.
Andy and Emma smile. Daniel lowers his eyes and stands.
I gotta tuck the kids into bed. Merry Christmas, Mrs. Jacobs.
Merry Christmas, Daniel.
Emma's Santa calendar says December 25th. She opens her eyes.
Emma. Emma. Emma, wake up.
It's Christmas.
Young Emma opens her eyes.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Emma smiles at the memory. Andy stands in the doorway.
Daniel's up.
They find Daniel sitting in front of the Christmas tree.
We thought we heard something. Taken after Dad. Doing a little last-minute present wrapping.
Couldn't sleep.
They sit next to him.
That was not the Christmas Eve that I had planned.
It was a success. You and Anne-Marie were a triumph.
Yeah, in the middle of it, my sister managed to get engaged and unengaged. Then I find out our parents' fairy tale love story has a serious twist. A secret they kept from me. Us.
I don't think it was intentional deception. Memories get foggy.
What else don't we know?
He shakes his head.
I have so many questions. Questions I was too busy to ask.
Andy lowers her eyes.
There's so much more I want to say.
They cry.
Me too.
I hate that we can't talk to them. I can't believe we lost them.
We haven't really lost them, you know. They are everywhere. They are in every corner of this house. They're in the lives of so many people.
In us.
Daniel shudders.
Hey, you don't have to hold this family together, you know? Not all by yourself.
We are all here for each other.
He shrugs.
I was just trying to make him proud. Keep Christmas the way they would have wanted. I thought I might keep it from hurting so much.
You did it. You did it. This is exactly the Christmas they would have wanted. Full of surprises.
He smiles.
Speaking of surprises, I have one more for you both.
They exchange glances.
I've decided to buy this house.
Andy's eyes widen.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. I'm moving back here, and I'm going to take over the firm from Joe.
Damn, this is a good thing.
I didn't know. I didn't even think you...
Emma shrugs and shakes her head.
Emma, the Davises made an offer yesterday morning. After they saw the house. And I accepted on our behalf.
She stares in surprise.
Oh.
Andy lowers her eyes.
Okay. Hey, it's fine. It's no big deal. It just means it wasn't meant to be, that's all.
He frowns. Emma sits on the front steps and opens a cookie tin. She takes a bite of a gingerbread cookie. Andy joins her.
Mm. Oh no.
Before breakfast, even.
Hey. I make my own rules.
She smiles and lays her head on Andy's shoulder.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby sister.
I am gonna head back.
Her eyes water.
Oliver's well will still be here. Morgan Shelby might not be.
Morgan thinks of me as a friend.
He also thinks you're engaged.
Emma frowns.
You guys better get in there. The kids are gonna mutiny if we don't start opening presents.
Hey, you two, talk.
Emma nods and hands Andy the cookie tin before she goes inside. Rumi sits next to Andy and takes a cookie.
So, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about med school.
Andy smiles softly.
And I'm sorry I made you feel like I was too busy to listen. You have everything it takes to be an excellent doctor.
You mean that?
I do.
Rumi smiles and looks away.
I just feel like I'm disappointing you.
Rumi!
Shakes her head.
Do you have any idea how proud I am that even I wasn't able to sway you?
Rumi smiles.
If there's one thing I learned from my mother, it's that you have to let your children follow their dreams. And trust that they'll come home to you. Grandma had a hard time with that, and now I am too.
Rumi wraps her arms around her mom and they hold each other on the steps.
Promise me one thing, okay? That you will tell me when you're making these big life decisions. So I can just pretend you still need me?
You don't have to pretend, Mom. I do need you. Please.
And he smiles. Daniel passes out gifts in the parlor.
Present here for you, Emma.
Oh. Hey, there's no tag.
Andy looks up.
Not for me.
Or us.
Don't look at me. Okay?
She peels back the tissue paper and holds up a nutcracker. She stares at it in disbelief.
It's just like the one Mom had.
Broke the other one. Years ago, by accident, when I had that fight with Mom.
She pulls a card from the box. She read while they watch her.
Dear Emma, Merry Christmas.
This gentleman journeyed to my shop 2 years ago. I kept him hidden because I couldn't bear to sell him. I think he'd be better off with you, though. I hope he will bring you joy, because I certainly have found joy in your company this Christmas.
It's from Morgan.
Daniel looks at Andy.
Emma, what was the moral of our parents' love story?
Rumi looks from Andy to Emma.
To be brave.
Andy nods and smiles.
I have to go.
Go where?
I left things all wrong with Morgan.
I had a turkey cooking.
But I'm leaving tomorrow. It's Christmas, Daniel. You know anything is possible at Christmas.
Maureen opens Morgan's door.
Emma, hi. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Maureen.
She smiles.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. May I have a quick word?
I got it, Maureen.
He smiles.
Hey.
Hey. I take it you got my gift?
I did. I can't believe you had him here. Thank you so much.
Did you drive all the way out just to say thank you? You didn't have to do that.
Well, I'm leaving first thing tomorrow morning, so it's now or never.
I heard the house sold. Maureen knows the couple who bought it, so I guess it all worked out. And glad.
I want you to know, this Christmas would have been a lot harder for me without you.
He looks into her eyes.
That's what friends are for.
She lowers her eyes and grins.
Oh, I don't want to leave without giving you your gift.
A blue ribbon wreath.
Give it a chance. Maybe it'll grow on you.
Thank you.
He smiles.
Anyway.
Emma?
Yeah?
She turns.
Don't stay away so long. Next time.
Okay. I won't. If you and Maureen end up coming to New York, look me up. Bye.
His smile fades as he stands in the doorway watching her go. Maureen scowls.
Really? You should have told her there's nothing going on between us.
I didn't realize that's what she meant, but what's the point? She's engaged and she's leaving.
She wasn't wearing the ring today. You think a woman like Emma Reynolds comes around every Christmas?
No. I think it's been years since she's been here, and it's going to be even more years before she comes back to Oliver's Well.
He stares.
She didn't come over here just to say thank you.
She smiles.
Now's the part when you run after her and you tell her that you love her. Because you do. I know, because you've never bought one before.
Tell me I love you, not only in my dreams. Fall asleep beneath the tree like kids on Christmas Eve.
She pauses at the Christmas pop-up shop where she met Morgan.
Santa knows the things we do.
She sits on the steps and closes her eyes. Then she continues on the snowy path home. She slows when she sees Morgan sitting on her front steps. She stares in surprise.
What are you doing here?
I think I owe you a hot chocolate.
He holds up a cup and she sits down.
Emma?
Emma?
I need to know, what happened with Ian?
Ian left. He went home for Christmas.
Without you?
I told him no. I couldn't marry him. I realized that my mother was really brave about speaking the truth about how she felt and what was in her heart. And I decided I have to be the same way. So I told him no, we weren't right for each other.
But the ring...
He tilts his head.
The ring was stuck.
She smiles.
I couldn't get it off.
That's terrible.
No, you're telling me.
She stares at him.
But you should be home with Maureen right now.
Maureen's my cousin.
She squints.
You're kidding.
No. I should tell you, when I was buying tickets for the ball, I was planning on asking you when we were decorating the tree. But then when Ian came, I just thought...
Emma looks away with her mouth open and shakes her head.
Getting to spend part of your Christmas with you has taught me that I've been playing it safe. Sticking to what I know instead of being open to,
to taking chances.
I've learned that I don't care if I have to drive 6 hours to see you. I don't care what I have to do, as long as I get to see you at the end of it. And I've learned that I never should have let you off my front step, and I'm not going to let you go now, Emma.
He pulls her to her feet.
I am grateful, happily, and deeply in love with you.
I'm in love with you, too.
She looks up at him and smiles, and he steps closer and kisses her. Daniel and Andy greet guests at the door. Maureen smiles and hands Daniel a covered dish. She hugs Andy. Others come in behind her and a small crowd fills the dining table. Marco adds a basket of bread to the table. Morgan smiles and hugs Andy. Rumi sets a dish on the table. Emma steps into Morgan's arms.
Merry Christmas!
Hey!
Emma hugs him.
Hey, I come bearing tidings of great joy.
What is this?
A little present from your brother.
Daniel grins.
This is paperwork for the sale of Honeysuckle House, but Daniel...
I called the Davises, told them everything, and they released us from the contract. They totally understood the change of heart.
The house is yours, Emma. Provided your siblings agree.
Of course, it's wonderful.
What?
Oh!
She hugs him.
Well, in that case, is the offer to take over for you still on the table?
I thought you'd never ask. I'll write up your resignation letter to Huntley Morrison myself.
Welcome home, Emma.
Her eyes glisten and she hugs Morgan.
Everybody, here's to another wonderful Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane.
May there be many more.
This one's gonna be pretty hard to top.
I'll try my best.
They raise their glasses and smile. Emma and Morgan gaze into each other's eyes. Snow falls softly around the house on Honeysuckle Lane.